do. Not much time for me and you. Before we know it, it will all be gone. Let's take the long way around the world, sharing each other as we go. Let's take the long way around the world, and let's take it real slow. Get hungry just to talk. Take your hand and take a walk. I never have you to myself enough. The two of us are really one, and when it's all said and done, the only thing that really lasts is love.
KEQX 89.7, Stephenville, HEICO, and Meridian.
Thank you for tuning in to the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible on KEQX 89.7. The views, opinions, beliefs, and content expressed on the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible are the sole production of the Harrison Moore Expedition and its agents. The views, opinions, and beliefs expressed may not be the same as those on KEQX or any of its agents. This show is brought to you by the Park Heights Church of Christ in Hamilton, the Patrick Street Church of Christ in Dublin, the Hillcrest Church of Christ in Stephenville, and the Bangs Church of Christ in Bangs.
Welcome to the Harrison Moore Expedition Through the Bible. I'm David Harris, and here tonight with me is Tom Moore, and later on in the program we're going to have a call-in guest, and as soon as he calls in, we'll invite him to join us in the discussion tonight. I want to remind everyone that this is a live call-in radio talk show. This is your talk show. Works better when you call in. And the number to call is 254-445-2473. Let me give it to you again. 254-445-2473. Or you can email us at rocketmail.com. Now, the folks here at KEQX have made it easier for you to get on the web. Now all you have to do is just go to harrisonmoore.org, or you can go to KEQXpurecountry.com. Either one, click on the Listen Live button there, and you're on immediately. And we would like to hear from you tonight. Before we start, and we've got a great show for you tonight concerning some things that you need to know about our country and that you need to know about Christianity in our country as it exists today under the Constitution that we live under. But before we do, I want to invite you, if you are in the HEICO area, there's a gospel meeting in HEICO tonight. It started Monday. Tyler Young is the preacher there, the invited gospel preacher there, and he has got a great theme. It concerns the end times. A very, very good series of lessons there concerning the end times, and that is going on right now. Later on in the week, beginning in Friday, I believe it is, in Hamilton, Texas, Brad Harrab is going to be there, and he is going to tell the truth about origins. Now, for those of you from Eastland County like me, that means he's going to talk about evolution versus creation. This is something that every single one of our children need to get a hold of, because we live in a country right now where we are being force-fed in the public schools all over the United States of America to teach our children that God created nothing, but that we evolved from a lower life form.
You know, David, it's been a long time said that if we teach our kids that they come from monkeys, they're going to start acting like it.
No doubt.
And that's what we're seeing in our world today. People who don't understand their true origins in life. And Brad Harrab is going to do a great and outstanding job in helping us to understand where our true origins come from.
And tell the public, just to make it more accessible to everybody, on Friday night and Saturday night,
it's going to begin at 7 o'clock. It's going to be at the Chandler Craig Auditorium in Hamilton, right there on the high school campus. Begin at 7 o'clock each night, and each night's going to end with question and answers. And so if you have any questions about what's being talked about in that regard, you'll have a perfect opportunity. There'll be some free materials you can pick up, a time that you can really understand what God has to say about the origins of mankind.
We would highly encourage encourage the public to take their children, especially their children, and go yourself so that you will be able to answer the questions yourself about where we come from and creation instead of that evolution. Now, we want to get back into the program. Last week we were talking about Chrislam, Tom, and we were talking about how it is that there is this move to try to incorporate Christianity and Islam and make one religion out of the two, and it's an absolute impossibility because they are diametrically opposed to one another.
That's right, especially in light of the fact that the Muslims adamantly deny that Jesus is divine, that he is the Son of God. And they say that anyone who would consider such, well, they consider them their enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've talked about before, David, how that those Muslims who consider one their enemy, they have the right, they have the obligation to practice jihad, and that is to exterminate their enemies.
Right.
And so how in the world can you put Christianity and Islam together when Christianity believes that Christ, the Son of God, died for the salvation of our sins? There is no possible way that you can put those together, and yet that's what our government's trying to do.
Right.
And that's what some religions are now trying to do, is trying to bring peace between the two and combine the two, but that just cannot happen.
Well, we have been spoon-fed, even from the days of President Bush. We have been told since 9/11 that this Islam is a religion of peace, and it is not a religion of peace. Actually, it means submission.
That's right.
And the only peace that they're going to get out of it is when they eradicate all of their enemies. And by the way, that means everybody that considers themselves a Christian, they are the enemies of Islam. There is no moderate Islamist. Now, there are those who say that they're the radical sect over here, and then there's this moderate bunch over here. But the moderates and the radicals, they're all the same bunch, and we're going to show that tonight. We're going to prove that tonight as we look at the intolerance of Islam. And when we look at the intolerance of Islam, Tommy, we talked about this before when we were getting together, putting together the show tonight. Well, we want to ask the question, are we intolerant? And are we supposed to be intolerant?
Well, I think we are.
And we, as Christians.
That's right. We might ask the question, was Christ intolerant of the scribes and the Pharisees? What would the answer to that be?
Yes.
He was very much so. And so we need to be intolerant to that which is immoral. We need to be intolerant to that which is contrary to God's law. And so we are an intolerant people. But that does not mean that we're going to practice force on people, but we cannot be tolerant to all beliefs, especially when those beliefs are very much intolerant even to a physical force to us.
Well, we need to make something abundantly clear to the listening audience tonight. Islam is an immoral religion.
It is.
And we need to go on record as saying Islam is an immoral religion. It is not a peaceful religion. It never has been a peaceful religion. It was initiated on war.
That's right. And let me just mention how serious this is, because what David just said, when David said that Islam is an immoral religion, he automatically has opened himself up to death, according to Islam.
Right.
You know, and so that's just how we can't even have free speech. If you were to say any, remember how much in arms they got up when they put made Muhammad into a cartoon character, mm-hmm. and the people went crazy? Well, look what's going on in our politicians today. How many times have you seen President Obama in a cartoon with big old floppy ears, you know, and we're tolerant of that. But when it comes to the Muslims being intolerant of us, they want to allow that. And to me, that's just, pure nonsense.
Well, right. Well, lately we've had some development in this country and over in Afghanistan. And these and one of the things that we need to say before we get on into this, and one of the reasons that we're dealing with this today, and we've got lots more material on Islam, and we think that this material is important for the public to understand, because we have been lied to about what this quote peaceful religion, which is not peaceful at all, we've been lied to by those in leadership positions that we have put our trust in, not only from the president, but in the Congress and in the Bar Association. We're going to go through some of that tonight. But what we want to ask the listening audience tonight is this: we're going to go on through this program today about teaching about Islam, because we think it's that important. And we've got a lot of material as well, but we want to hear from the listening audience. If it is that you think that we've done enough on Islam and we need to move on to something else, let us know. Send us an email. Send it to keqx@rocketmail.com, or you can send it to me personally, davidharris53@yahoo.com, or even Tom.
DSPOPPY@yahoo.com.
If you think that we've done enough on this, let us know. But we think that we have some material to share with you that we want you to know, that we honestly do believe that our own government doesn't want you to know.
And also in connection with this, David, if there are topics that you would like for us to discuss, be sure and let us know. You can call us up here at the radio station. You can email us if there are topics that you're interested in. But I and David both believe that this topic of Islam is very vital. It's going on every day. Mm-hmm. Every day there's something new coming up. And every day I scratch my head wondering where is it going to end, because we are in dire straits with regard to it. If things don't stop, if things keep going the way they are, we're going to be a Muslim country, and we're going to be in bad shape.
Yes. Now, this takes us right back to Sharia law. Now, you know, there are so many different terminologies that we need to be familiar with. Sharia law is one of them. This is the implementation of the Mohammedan doctrine. This is the implementation that is wanting to be imposed on America. What Sharia law intends to do to the United States of America, we've got plenty of documentation dating all the way back before 1960. This has been going on right here in the United States of America. But this Sharia law, what they want to do is impose this on the American public. It is a combination of civil law and religious law according to Muhammad. They are going to implement this in this United States of America instead of our Constitution. The Constitution of the United States of America, which has kept this country free for over 200 years, they are trying to implement this Sharia law and force us to submit to that Sharia law. Now, there is a law that is higher than the Constitution of the United States. It is the law of the liberty of peace, the law of the liberty of Christ Jesus. And this law is our New Testament. Our Constitution, Tommy, is based upon the precepts and the principles in that law of God.
Right.
The law of liberty that we read about.
And the very law which the Muslims think is enemy.
Right.
You know, and when you talk about the Constitution, what our forefathers were saying, they come from overseas and they did not have freedom of religion, did they? They come over to America wanting to have freedom of religion. Well, if Sharia law passes, and if that is the underwriting law of our United States of America, there's no longer going to be freedom of religion. And that's what we've been fighting for all of our life, is freedom. Freedom of religion, freedom of speech. But under the Muslim way of life, there will be no freedom. And I wish that we could get our government officials to realize that, to open up their eyes, to get their head out of the holes and realize that we are forfeiting our freedom by allowing Sharia law.
Well, you see, one of the things that this Constitution is based upon, as we were talking about just a moment ago, this Constitution of ours is based upon Christian principles.
Yes.
Now, one of those great Christian principles is given to us in Acts chapter 5 and verse 29, when two of the apostles told the Sanhedrin council, we ought to obey God rather than man. God has the highest law in the land. It's not Sharia law. It is God, and He gives us that law through the New Testament. That is the law that we ought to be obeying, even over and above our Constitution. But now, because our Constitution is based upon God's precepts, that, as long as it doesn't violate God's law, that is the supreme law of our land, Tommy.
That's right. And you know, under Sharia law, the Muslims believe they are to hate their enemies, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
But that's diametrically opposed to what Jesus said. He said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 43, "You have heard that hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy." But that's not what Jesus taught. That's what the Pharisees were teaching.
Right.
We are to love our enemies, do good to them who would persecute you. And so they don't go hand in hand with one another. They are, again, as we've said many times, diametrically opposed to one another. And again, if we're going to practice this Sharia law, if we're going to allow this to occur, well, all of our Christian principles are going to go out the door.
There's no doubt about that. And all of our freedoms will go out the door with them. What really baffles me about this, the trying to implement of this Sharia law is the fact that we have women's organizations that fight for the freedom of women, and yet they're going to sit there and not say a word about the implementation of this Sharia law.
They don't know what they asked for.
They have no clue what they asked for. The implementation of this Sharia law is far-reaching, and it is devastating, especially to women. We've got we could spend days and days speaking about what Sharia law has done to women, just women, and the rights that they will never, ever have under this Sharia law.
That's exactly
right.
I mean,
you can't show your ankle under Sharia law.
You know, one of the things that's scary to me, David, is how that this is infiltrating into America.
Mm-hmm.
The American Bar Association, that is the group that is in charge of the lawyers, our favorite people, right?
Right.
Well, the American Bar Association has now decided to undertake a fight in behalf of Sharia law. Now, why in the world would they want that? You know, and they're talking about now trying to make a very formal act. You know, they're already trying to do this with several states, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, and including the blessed state of Texas. They're trying to implement this. And we need to realize that in their so doing this, they're trying let's just mention this for a second. The American Bar Association is practicing this.
How many lawyers are there, David? We looked it up earlier. How many lawyers are associated in politics?
In the Senate alone, we have 60% of all of our senators that are members of this American Bar Association.
Now, how does that coincide with what our government seems to be doing here?
Those are our lawmakers.
That's right.
And they are, and as you mentioned this, that you see Texas and these 13 other states, they have implemented anti-Sharia law legislation. In other words, you can't come to Texas and implement your Sharia law because we're not going to allow you. Now, the federal government, the senators, and our House of Representatives are suing on the behalf of the American Bar Association saying, Texas, you can't do that.
That's right.
You can't do that. As an independent state, as a sovereign state of Texas, you cannot do that. That is just a violation of the Constitution, among other things.
Now, Islamic law is the most radical, intolerant system of governance on the face of the earth. It denies the freedom of speech. It denies the freedom of conscience. It denies the legal equality for women and non-Muslims, and that is why many states are trying to ban Sharia law. And yet the American Bar Association, they are on the forefront trying to make this law. As a matter of fact, they've gone so far as to now bring up a new word, Islamophobia. You know, every time somebody speaks against something, they're trying to say we're a phobia. Well, it's interesting to me that in California, the Los Angeles City Council passed a resolution recently that decried Islamophobia. And the term Islamophobia itself is enforcement of Islamic blasphemy laws. In other words, if you speak out, just like you did a moment ago, David, if you say that Islam is immoral, or even say Islam is a false religion, or say that Islam is a danger to American society, then you are involved in blasphemy, and it would be against the law for you to do that.
That is the removal of the freedom of speech. Now, this country, we've lost a lot of men through the years.
That's right.
Fighting for the freedom that we have right now. And right now, what we have are a bunch of buffoons representing us in the House of Representatives, in the Senate, that are members of this American Bar Association that are trying to uphold this Sharia law. I don't get it. Now, I do know one thing. This is totally against everything that Jesus Christ died for. Mm-hmm. It is against everything that he ever taught. It is against his word. It is against Jesus Christ himself. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 9 says, you have loved righteousness and you have hated iniquity. Now, that's what Jesus does. He loves that which is right according to God, and he hates that which is wrong according to God. Well, there's only one way to measure that, and that is by God's word, not by Muhammad's word.
That's right.
And so if God says, you have loved righteousness, Jesus, and you have hated iniquity, and I am a follower of Jesus Christ, then I must also love what he loves, the righteousness, and hate what he hates, which is the immoral, wrong things that are contrary to the word of God. That is God's law.
That's right. And let us remind you that this is a live call-in talk show. If you'd like to call in and with a question or a comment, please feel free to call us at 254-445-2473. Or if you prefer, you can email us at keqx@rocketmail.com. Now, David, you don't have to go very far, spend much time on the radio or watching TV, and every single day you see where Islam is affecting the world.
Yes.
We're getting so heavily involved in this, and we're getting involved in things that I don't even know why. Why in the world would we be involved in getting involved in Muslim against Muslim? there's not going to be any win. It's not a win-win situation. It's a lose-lose proposition for America.
Whose side are we on?
I don't know.
I don't think anybody knows. And that's one of the big problems. And here is why. From a biblical standpoint, we are told in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 about having and being unequally yoked with unbelievers. Now, you talk about an unbeliever. There is no greater unbeliever in Jesus the Christ than the Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
And we are told in God's word in verse 14, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? The righteousness are the Christians. The unrighteous are the Muslims. And what communion has light with darkness?" Well, if we follow Jesus Christ, we are following the light.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't, we're following darkness. He goes on to say, "What concord has Jesus Christ with Belial?" Well, the answer to that is absolutely none. And he goes on to say, "Or what part has he that believes with an infidel?" And the infidel is the Muslim. But they would turn that thing around and call us infidels because we don't believe in Muhammad as God.
That's right. So let's just go on into Egypt, all right? Let's just go into Egypt and let's fight for the Muslims. You're either going to be fighting for the Muslim Brotherhood who believes in practicing jihad, or you're going to be fighting for the so-called moderate Islams, and we've already shown that there really cannot be a moderate a Muslim.
Right.
And so you're going in, you're fighting for these people, you're trying to establish a democracy, and all you do is end up having the Muslim Brotherhood in charge of Egypt.
Right.
And where's it all going to go from there?
Well,
we've done ourselves no favor. All we're doing is hurting ourselves, and we're opening ourselves up in the United States of America for more trouble.
There's no doubt about it. There's absolutely no doubt. And let me just read you just a small report. You mentioned just a moment ago, you can't read the newspapers. You can't turn on the television. You certainly can't pick up and turn on your internet without finding something that is going on with the Muslim Brotherhood or the Muslims in general and in Egypt. And we just got through denouncing their leader, Mubarak. Our president says he waffled on it for a while, and finally he says Mubarak must go. Well, who did he turn it over to? He didn't even know who was fighting the actual government and who was protesting all of this. Well, now we find out it was the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Muslim Brotherhood, which has basically taken control of Egypt now, they are advocating the Egyptian modesty police. Now, here's what we're talking about. This implementation of Sharia law. They're going to have a bunch of people decide who is modest and who is not modest based upon the way that they are dressed now, and say that the modesty that goes along with being a Muslim has got to be adhered to, or you will be either fined, you will be imprisoned, or you will be castigated some way, form, or fashion, even unto death.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when you think about the Muslim Brotherhood, realize also that this Muslim Brotherhood that we allowed now to be in charge of Egypt, this is their belief. This is their dictum, if you will. They say, Allah is our objective. The Prophet is our leader. The Quran is our law. Jihad is our way, and dying in the way of Allah is our highest hope. We have just allowed those people to be in charge of Egypt, and we were behind it.
Right. We were helping it.
What were we thinking?
Boy, you got me. You got me. We have our guest speaker, our guest host tonight on the line, Kerry Clark, I believe it is. Is that you there?
That's me, guys.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. We haven't had you here in a while.
No, it's been a while. Y'all doing okay?
Yes, sir. We're glad to have you call in. Help us out here a little bit with this Muslim Brotherhood and this Sharia law. What are your thoughts concerning some of the things that have been happening in the last 3 or 4 days?
Well, and I'm having a hard time hearing y'all because our internet keeps breaking up. But, you know, obviously the things that are going on in the Middle East right now are disturbing. There's no doubt about that. And y'all may have talked about this, but, you know, in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6, it's talking about Jesus Christ, and it says that unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And then it says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And, you know, I think in all of this, we need to understand that the only thing that's going to change the hearts and minds of people everywhere is the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. And,
you know, I know that it's disturbing to see the things that are going on there. And this is really, in my estimation, a call for us to start preaching more about that Prince of Peace.
Absolutely. Now, well, I understand it that your son has just returned from a tour. Maybe, what is this, his second tour in Afghanistan?
No, he did two tours in Iraq and one in Afghanistan.
Okay, and so he's been dealing with this Muslim population now for several years there, over there trying to defend the few people that don't want to be put under this Taliban that they have. And they're having all kinds of resistance even from the public, are they not?
Well, you know, where our son was, they didn't have a lot of resistance. They were out in a village, and they didn't have a lot of resistance. The Taliban, of course, kind of controls that part of the country. But the population there, you know, they cooperated very well as long as the Taliban didn't, you know, yeah. As long as the Taliban didn't get their foot in the door.
You know, Kerry, as Edmund Burke once said, the only thing necessary for evil is for good men to do nothing.
Right.
And it's important for us, isn't it, to stand up and to fight verbally against this Islamic belief. And even in the face of fear of death, even if Sharia law comes to pass, we're still obligated, aren't we, to fight, to stand for what is right, even if it causes us harm and death.
Oh, absolutely. You know, our job as Christians is to preach the gospel to a lost and dying world. And, you know, no matter what form of government we're living under, that's our responsibility. And I think you guys have talked about this, but, you know, there's been a lot of uproar about this burning of the Bible down in Florida, and it's caused some problems over in Afghanistan, and people are rioting in the streets about it. But, you know, if you go to Saudi Arabia, they will confiscate your Bible, is what I understand. You know, somebody said, well, you don't hear about Muslims burning Bibles. Well, absolutely not, because they don't let them have them.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, and
it's kind of hard for them to burn them when the government's confiscating them before they ever get to the public.
Well, isn't it strange how they are claiming intolerance on the part of Americans and on the part of Christians? Intolerant because we are under our freedom of speech law, are allowing this man to burn these Quran books, and we're not arresting him, and we're not killing him for it, and they want us to do this. They want to accuse us of intolerance, and yet they are the most intolerant people upon the face of the earth concerning Christianity.
That's right.
You know, and how is it that we get so upset, I say we as in the government gets upset with the burning of a Quran, and yet how many times have we seen over the years the burning of a flag, and we say and we allow that because of freedom of speech? Now, where is the consistency in any of that?
Well, it's very inconsistent. And, you know, right now, if you look, you can find on the Internet where Muslims, you know, in areas are burning churches and they're killing Christians because it was over in the name of the country just slipped my mind. I'm sorry, guys, I forgot the country. But they said some Christians had desecrated the Quran, and so they went in and murdered them and burned their churches. And that's the kind of tolerance that you see.
In your mind, Kerry, what do you think is really behind our government wanting to, it seems, to protect this Muslim faith? What's causing them to want to allow them to have freedom of speech and not allow us? What's your personal view? What do you think's behind all this?
Well, you know, it's kind of scary for me to stop and think about that, because I believe that we're in a time where Christianity is just looked upon as not relevant any longer, and really many as much like, you know, that we're out killing people and we're doing that stuff, and it's not true.
That's right.
So I don't know why we have that big push, why we have that government. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's amazing how they're trying to push, textbooks of our junior high kids. They're painting a very glorious picture of Islam, but when it comes to Christianity, they're painting a very poor picture. And so we're getting it from all aspects. And I just wonder where is the root of all the Islamic countries that are around 100% Islamic. Look at the Islamic. Look at the countries. Look at the way they live. Look at the lack of freedom. Look at the lack of freedom they have. Why would we want that here?
This political correctness.
It's a shame that political correctness is all send us to hidden hill, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Kerry, just a moment ago, you said something that my ears, and I think we need to expand on this just a little bit. You know, some people have the false concept that it is only up to those who profess to be preachable news about Jesus the Christ and the doctrine of Christ and use Christ. And you said that just a moment ago, it is the job of we have, in my opinion, is that these individuals who are Muslim are Muslims, Christian people, have become so enamored with freedom and this life of luxury they have that we can just sit back and just say, well, everything's going to be okay. You know, this is a Christian nation. God's going to take care of us, and nothing ever bad is going to happen to this nation. And yet we are commanded as Christians to get out there and preach that gospel message so that at every message, what is the real truth? What is the real truth? What is the real truth about life? The truth about life through Jesus Christ?
We need to quit sitting on the premises and start standing on the promises.
Amen.
And that was Indonesia. I can't think of the name of the country, but it was Indonesia. Where they've been burning these churches because they said that a Christian desecrated the Quran, They killed him.
We're talking about tolerance now.
You know, we need to be more like Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 20 and verse 9, it says, and I said, Jeremiah was having a pretty hard time. He was about ready to give it up. But he says, I'm not going to make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not contain it. You know, that needs to be what we need to be like. We need to have God's word in us so much, and we want to oppose I'm not afraid to be intolerant. We ought not to be tolerant of things that are evil, things that's going to hurt our government, things that are contrary to God's law. God's word needs to be in us like a burning fire, and we, every one of us in our nation, need to speak up You know, if enough people speak up, well, you know the old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. We need to speak up.
Right.
That's
and
right.
Let people know what is right and what we will not stand for.
And I know exactly what you're saying, and I know the listeners understand this, but we need to reiterate. We're talking about being intolerant. We're not talking about killing people.
That's
and
right.
Destroying mosques and things like that. We're talking about preaching the gospel without compromise on anything.
Amen. That's exactly what we're talking about. Exactly what we're talking about. Well, Kerry, we are so pleased that you called in and helped us out. We're up against a break now.
Okay.
And we're going to have to take a little break, and we want you to call in anytime you can. It's always a pleasure talking to you, brother.
All right. Y'all take care.
All right, okay. God bless you, even though you're in East Texas.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, we're going to come back at the other side of the break. The telephone number to call is 254-445-2473. Don't give up. If the lines are busy, you just keep calling. You will eventually get in. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Someday when my last line is written.
We spend more but have less. We buy more but enjoy it less. We have bigger houses and smaller families. More conveniences but less time. More medicine but less wellness. We read too little, watch TV too much, and pray too seldom. We have multiplied our possessions but reduced our values. These are the times of tall men and short character, steep profiles, and shallow relationships. These are the days of two incomes but more divorce, of a fancier house but broken homes. We've learned how to make a living but not a life. We've added years to life but not life to years. We've cleaned up the air but we have polluted the soul. Perhaps the world needs to heed the words of our Lord, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We at the Hillcrest Church of Christ invite you to worship with us every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 10:30 a.m., also at 6 p.m. in the evening services, midweek services at 7 o'clock. Allow the Lord to put your life back together again.
Hi there, I'm Lauren from Quality Printing. James and Margie Norwood, our owners for over 13 years now, would like you to know that their time is your time. Our experience in state-of-art equipment, along with quick turnaround, is what we do. Quality Printing, where our time is your time. Find us at 460 South Graham, Stephenville, Texas,
254-965-9889. Amazing grace.
They thought the Titanic was unsinkable. They thought the double-bottom, 16 watertight compartments could withstand anything. They thought the ship could float even with some water in its bulkheads. They thought the 3 million rivets holding the steel plates together was indestructible. They thought even after the ship had struck an iceberg that there was no cause for alarm. Everything would be all right. They thought all was fine, and some continued dancing, enjoying the music and partying. They thought, but they were wrong. We must make our eternal destiny sure. Surely we should not accept the advice or counsel of man, but rather only heed the word of God. Jesus stated that only those who do the will of the Father shall inherit the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. The Park Heights Church of Christ would like to welcome you to come and worship with us. We have Bible studies for all ages each Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and our worship time begins each Sunday at 10:25 a.m. and 6 p.m. We also have Bible studies for all ages each Wednesday at 7 p.m. And the Park Heights Church of Christ, we stand in the old paths and we speak the truth in love. Welcome back to the Harrison Moore Expedition to the Bible. My name is Tom Moore here with David Harris, and we're discussing Islam this week. And before we get back into that, I want to remind you of the Origin Seminar that we're having at in Hamilton. It's going to be at the Chandler Craig Auditorium. He's going to be discussing things like evolution, dinosaurs, and how they fit into the Bible scheme. Each night, beginning at 7 o'clock, it's going to end up with question and answers from the audience. And so if you would like to come, we would really encourage you to come, because it's very important issue that we're going to be discussing. Now, I believe we have a caller on the line. Caller, if you'd give us your name and your question or comment, we sure would appreciate it.
Well, this is Jason.
Hello, Jason.
Tom, you're awful intolerant of East Texas people, aren't you? being from East Texas, I might take offense from that, but anyway. No, I don't. I know what you're saying. But anyhow, what y'all have brought up, and Gary even brought it up, too, about this so-called pastor in Florida.
Yes.
Who, if you have watched him on television, or today he was on Sean Hannity's show on the radio, he's a nutcase when it all comes down to it. He really is. I'm saying that in the kindest way that I possibly can. But if we look at what this one guy who is a lone nut has done, who has a congregation of about 40 people, I think is the highest estimate I've seen, yet it is causing a riot halfway around the world and probably will cause even more around the world of millions. Now, that speaks a lot to the tolerance of this Islamic religion.
Exactly right.
Whereas, as a Christian, if I did see some crazy Ayatollah type or Imam type somewhere burning a Bible, yes, it would infuriate me. It would upset me that someone would do that. But our own U.S. military has burned Bibles, by the way. That came out a couple of years ago. They tried to get some into Saudi Arabia or Iraq or somewhere, and they actually burned them because they couldn't distribute them. But that's another story. It bothers me when that happens. But it ought to show people the way that they are reacting to this, how can I put it, the falsehood of this religion. God is a religion. It says that throughout his word. We should be seeking that kind of peace. Peter says, I believe it is, as much as I'm in my car, so I don't have my Bible and my concordance handy, but as much as it is possible with you, live peaceably.
That's right.
You know, one of y'all knows where I'm headed with that.
Yes.
But anyway, if we're to try to live peaceably with all men, yes, it'll upset us if they burn the Bible, but our responsibility is to teach them. Go out and kill all of their followers. That's where I was going.
You know,
that's where I was going.
What happened if the Muslims react so violently to one crazy man and a few followers? What's going to happen if a large number of people stand up and say, this is not right. It just shows you how much of an intolerant religion they are, and they will not put up with even one crazy man.
Right.
How are we going to survive through such a thing?
Right.
How are we going to survive through such a thing?
Howell, he became known as David Koresh to the rest of the world. And he put a black eye, if you will, on those who claim Christianity for some of the things that he did. But I didn't hate him. I wanted him to change, you know, I actually had met him on several occasions, talked to him here and there, had been invited out to that compound. He put a black eye on people who claim Christianity, and I question his brand of Christianity, obviously. But we don't react in a horrible way toward
society, and we're talking intolerant physically. You know, and we've mentioned we need to be intolerant to evil and sin, but they are intolerant in a very physical way. And,
exactly.
You know, killing innocent people for something that a crazy man did down in Florida just doesn't make sense.
Well, Jason, let me just interject this. What really is the most infuriating part about all of this is this political correctness that Kerry touched on just a moment ago. We have men. we have men, we have men and women in the UN, we have general men, we have UN, we have the UN and women in the UN, we have UN a moment ago, just in the Muslim community.
That's exactly right. Anyway, I'll hang up and let y'all finish out. I just want to throw my 2 cents in.
Let me just reiterate this. And by the way, the phone number to call is 25. Phone number to call is 25473. The lines are open right now. We're waiting for another one right now. But there were 20 some odd people killed. There were 20 some odd people killed. And they were furious. They stormed the UN. Just there, 20 people lost their lives. Mainly, it was Muslims killing Muslims over kill unknown denominational preachers. Killing Muslims over some preacher. He is a nutcase. No doubt about that. But the fact is that killing and the murder was a result of barbarism.
He is associating the death of these people with
bigotry.
The race call
bigotry.
Something. What do they throw out? Disagrees with something. Sometimes somebody disagrees with something. What do they throw? The Quran and Quran. And I'm not for that. But he calls that intolerance. And yet there's nobody who's more intolerant, nobody that is more intolerant than the Islamic people.
Well, when David Petraeus came out, said that this burned the United States, what he called the Holy Quran, as you mentioned, the president of the United States, and here is the deal. The Islamic belief wants to strike down Christianity. The law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus, Romans chapter 8 and verse 2. Any law in this United States that is based upon God's law, they want to strike it down with. And so when we say that there is no moderate and there is no radical, everybody understands that the Taliban accused the burning of the Quran by the pastor of the Florida Church on March 20th as freedom of the Quran on the principles of Christianity, and they want us to punish this man for his freedom of speech act. I don't agree with the freedom of speech. It is his freedom to use it.
That's right. You know, again, I get back to that flag issue. You know, are we going to flag? You know, adamantly, you know, I'm the flag. You know, I'm adamantly up the flag. You know, I'm adamantly, you know, I'm a flag. You know, people for burning the flag. You know, I'm adamantly opposed. I'm adamant to punish people for burning it, who will be intolerant of the ideals that our nation was found under. If they are intolerant of us and our Christian ideals and the government from which it came, and we are to accept that without any reservation, and be tolerant of those ideas, Well, we're at those ideas.
And the Lord our God is the creator of the universe. The Lord our God, chapter 6 and verse 4. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4, we read that there is one body, one spirit, one Father and God, one hope. Allah is not. He has never been called the Father. The God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, is our Heavenly Father. And we are told that has every bit of freedom and every bit of the blessing,
bring that to the burning of the Quran. President Hamad Karzai. He is considered to be a moderate Muslim.
Undoubtedly. As a matter of fact, we as a nation support this man.
That's right. And concerning the burning of the Quran, he condemned the burning.
Is that not justice? And stop the infiltration of this Muslim religion, upon our nation and upon our children. We're going to lose our nation.
Exactly right. And we need to be in like Jeremiah. God's word needs to be burning like a burning fire, and we are not going to shut up. We're not going to be standing, sitting on the premises like Kerry said, but we're going to be standing on the promises.
We're going to be proclaiming God.
We're going to be proclaiming God's truth, and we are going to be, in a peaceful way, intolerant. And I will be intolerant to my grave.
As we mentioned, preacher, when he burned this, he mentioned just a moment ago, this denomination, all caused riots all over the world. They don't even know this guy. But several world leaders, including President Obama, they pleaded once back all the way back in 2001. He threatened to do this right after that happened, and they pleaded with him not to do that. And just last month he did burn a copy of that. Murdering as a result of the burning of Muslims, protesting, and demonstrating leaders. And our president pleading with people to not burn leaders.
One time when we see it happen.
Never
heard him plead one. I never heard him plead and say, "Please, don't burn, oh glory."
Exactly.
Not one time.
Exactly. And so when we can't even imagine that. Now some people may think that's not a parallel. But let's just consider another example that is and our president pleading with his citizens of another country not to burn the Holy Bible. Burn the Holy Bible. Can you even imagine that?
They would not do it.
Imagine that.
They would not do it.
They wouldn't do it. No, they would not. So we cannot see called a bunch of would be about such and those who might be concerned about such acts. If that's the case, I'll wear it like a badge.
That's right.
Can one not all see that there is no freedom of religion in this Muslim controlled society? It is their way or their punishment or punishment by death for daring to reject or speak against the law of that Quran. Do the Muslims. Now, here is their loyalty to their religious beliefs. Do you want to know what they demand when it has been abused or burned? You were asked to remember, burned, used, ran, the terrorist reign. But then listen to the deep-rooted Muslim demand in spite of what a non-Muslim country is doing to help free them from the rule. And that quote came just a moment. And that Fox News, Afghan President Hamid Karzai, he wants to justice that did to re-
to what justice
that did this
to what
did this just justice of Sharia law.
And if that happens, there is no more freedom of religion.
No, there is no more constitution if that happens because Sharia law will absolutely override it. Now we know that our Lord is one Lord. It is not Allah. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 3,
And Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 3, we're told that the secret jihad, this discussion. And remember that God is the one God of heaven, and Jesus' Son. If Islam and Christianity not go together, so that's why we're speaking out against this. It's a top, very topic, hot. One happens every single day in the news, and there's something about Islam that we've not discussed. Research, and we'll discuss it with you.
Bless America. I'm talking about God. Bless America. God's words. God bless America.